Social media influencer Amira Ali is known for insulting and disparaging various personalities using vulgar language in live videos on her Facebook page. In April, Ali posted two videos insulting and disparaging the family of former Information Minister Nyanagwe Kol in her Dinka language. Kol later sued Ali. Judge Angole Okumu says a case was opened by Monuki Western Police against Amira Ali on June 3rd.
This is according to a court case from the prosecutor. The case was opened against Amira Ali. The defendant said in her case that the accused had published two videos on 16 April 2021 in Khartoum and on date 29 April 2021 in Juba. The accused published those videos on her Facebook account. This video offended the reputation of the complainant and her family. Then the police started the investigation. Following the completion of the investigation, the case was forwarded to the court under Article 289 from the Penal Code of 2008.
According to the South Sudan Penal Code 2008, whosoever is convicted of harming the reputation of another person shall be sentenced to imprisonment for a term not exceeding 2 years or pay a fine or both. Okumu says after several court hearings and a review of the videos, the court found Ali guilty of insulting and disparaging Cole's family and announced her sentence.
The convict Amira Ali has been convicted to first sentence to 6 months in prison for violating Article 289 of the Penal Code of 2008, with the suspension of prison due to her health condition. Secondly, the accused is fined with 100,000 for an event of not paying, she will be in prison. Thirdly, the accused is sentenced to pay the complainer 35 million South Sudanese pounds as compensation for the damage she caused.
The sentence further forbids the convict from altering a word or committing a crime within the 6 months period or until she is sent to prison. Judge Okumu says the court was compassionate with Alice due to her medical condition, which includes a heart condition, high blood pressure, and diabetes. Defense lawyer Achwil Cole says even though the ruling seems fair, he and his client were not happy she was given a suspended prison sentence. Cole says the medical documents presented to the court were not from an official medical institution.
For the suspension of the imprisonment by the court, we think there was a mistake to consider the documents presented to the court, because the documents were submitted before the court takes them into consideration. So we said the court had ruled and dismissed the document because they are irrelevant and these documents are not from an official institution.
Ali, who appeared relaxed during the sentencing, says she appreciated the court's ruling and that it sends a message to all citizens that South Sudan has a judiciary system in place and no one is above the law. Ali says she will pay the compensation as required by court.
I am not annoyed. There is nothing between me and Nyanagwe. Right now, I have forgiven her because the issue was not between me and her. The issue was between her and her sister. I intervened to solve the problem because all of them are my children. I am married to Abie and those are my children. I have a right if anyone made a mistake against one another. I have a right to respond, and not because I am smarter than the other. I am smarter than the other person. I have no problem with Nyanagwe. May the Lord forgive her, and the money she needs will be paid.
Article 289 of the Penal Code does not specify the amount which is to be paid as a fine by a person convicted of defamation. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.